All right, good morning. I thought I was too old to moderate, but happy to assist. Seth said he's probably a little bit, you know, tougher. They needed somebody with a little, you know, softer approach, so that's why I'm here. But I won't be so soft as we get close to the 15-minute mark, so ask students to do the best, stay on time. Yellow light will come on at the 13-minute mark. Red light's on at 15. Red light, I'm introducing the next speaker. So let's get started. First presentation. 8:30 is titled Tolerance of Extendflex and Enlist Cotton Varieties to Intermoc. Hannah Wright, University of Arkansas.
Thank you for that introduction. Good morning, everyone. How's everybody doing this morning? My name is Hannah Wright, and I'm excited to talk with you this morning about the tolerance of Extendflex and Enlist cotton varieties to Intermoc. So I'm sure some of you are wondering what Intermoc is. It is actually a premix of Interline, which is glufosinate, moccasin, which is S-metolachlor, come together and make Intermoc. The 1X rate, which is 64 fluid ounces, contains glufosinate at 0.54 pounds of active ingredient per acre, and S-metolachlor at 1.25 pounds of active ingredient per acre, which is equivalent to 30 fluid ounces of Interline and 1.25 pints of moccasin. There's been some research conducted on varietal differences in tolerance to herbicides. One of the most common is soybean and metribuzin. There's also been some research conducted on the differential tolerance of wide-strike cotton to an application of glufosinate. Additionally, we've noticed some injury. It's well documented in the literature where we do injure cotton when we apply glufosinate and S-metolachlor in combination, and that's in the form of necrotic speckling, stunting, reduced biomass. So based on what we know about S-metolachlor and glufosinate applied together, as well as varietal tolerances, we hypothesize that these varieties will exhibit differences in tolerance to an Intermoc application. So the objective of this study was to determine which varieties are more tolerant or more sensitive, and then determine if early season injury does impact yield. This experiment was set up as a randomized, complete block design, two-factor factorial, where factor A is variety. We had six cotton varieties, three Extendflex varieties, DP1518, NG3406, and NG3729. We had one Liberty Link variety, Stoneville 4949, and then we had two Enlist varieties, Phytogen 330 and Phytogen 340. And the color of the variety corresponds to where it is on that aerial image. And then factor B was our rate of Intermoc, where we had none that served as our non-treated control, 64 fluid ounces per acre, which served as our 1X rate, and then 128 fluid ounces, which served as a 2X rate. This research was conducted at the Lawn Man Cotton Research Station near Marianna, Arkansas. We had plots that were 25 foot long by 4 foot wide, and these varieties were cone planted in that field. We actually had two applications, the first application being at the one leaf cotton stage, and then followed 19 days later by an application at four leaf. Additionally, this trial was kept weed free using Cotteran at planting, Roundup and acetochlor as needed for grass and residual weed control, and was also hand weeded. Visible injury ratings were taken 1, 2, and 3 weeks after each application. Percent ground cover was taken 3 weeks after that first application using an aerial image. We took those images with a drone and then analyzed through field analyzer, and I'll go into more detail about that in the next slide. And it was made relative to our non-treated control so we could determine a reduction in ground cover. Additionally, seed cotton yield data was taken at harvest. All data were analyzed using Jump Pro 14 with an analysis of variance using Fisher's protected least significant difference at an alpha level of 0.05. So as I mentioned previously, we took our drone images and ran them through a software called Field Analyzer. And so took the image, we upload into the software. This is actually a screenshot of that software, and you can adjust the things on the bottom here to take out the background noise. And so when I say background noise, I'm talking about the actual soil or any weeds that might be in there. You can actually take those things out, and then you get this here. And so that's what the image looks like once we've taken out all that background information. Then we draw a box around the area that we want to measure percent ground cover. And so, for example, we drew a box around this plot here. That's a blown-up image of that plot. So what Field Analyzer does is it measures the amount of green pixels that are within that specific area and then gives you a percentage of those pixels. For example, this plot had 25.3% ground cover. So here are the results from that ground cover analysis. Here on the bottom, we have our six varieties. On the y-axis, we have relative ground cover as a percent of the non-treated check. And what I'd like to point out here is that an application of Intermock, we had no significant interaction, and so we averaged them across the rate. And an application of Intermock, regardless of rate, did reduce percent ground cover. Additionally, I mentioned that we took injury ratings. This graph is set up similarly to the previous, where our varieties are on the bottom. However, we have injury on the y-axis. And again, I'd like to point out here that our ExtendFlex varieties are more sensitive to an application of Intermock than our other varieties, those being the Enlist and the Liberty Link. However, we only saw about 25% injury at most. Again, we had no significant interaction, so these were averaged over rate. Now I'll move into some injury that we saw 2 weeks after our one leaf application. We actually did have a significant interaction here. This graph is set up similarly to the previous graph. And what I'd like to show here is that our DP1518 and our Phytogen 340, we saw significantly higher injury from the 2x rate of Intermock than we did with the 1x rate. Those are the only two varieties that we actually saw a significant increase in injury with the 2x rate. Visually, you can see here we have DP1518. This picture was taken 3 weeks after our one-leaf application. We have our non-treated control on the left and our 1x picture on the right. And you can just see there's generally a reduction in biomass and ground cover and a little bit of stunting there. But the cotton plants aren't severely injured. Now I'll move into injury that we saw 1 week after our four-leaf application. Again, this is set up similarly to the previous graph, and I'd like to point out here as well that our ExtendFlex varieties were more sensitive to an application of Intermock than our other varieties. Visually, just to show you what that looks like, we have NG3729 on the left, we have our non-treated on the left, and our 1X on the right. Again, you can see overall reduction in ground cover and some stunting. And this image was taken 1 week after that four-leaf application. Additionally, we took seed cotton yield. Again, our varieties are on the x-axis. However, on our y-axis, we have our cotton yield as pounds per acre. The only significantly reduced treatment that we saw was an NG3406, where that the treatments that received a 2x rate of Intermock actually had a significant reduction in yield relative to its non-treated or its 1x rate. So just to move into some conclusions, we did determine that varieties exhibited varying levels of tolerance to an application of Intermock, so we failed to reject our hypothesis. From this research, we also learned that our ExtendFlex varieties showed higher injury regardless of our application timing. However, with the injury that we saw being 25-26% and going down every week, injury was transient and didn't really stick around very long. We also determined that applications of Intermock did reduce ground cover regardless of application rate. And so practically what this would mean is that if you're planning on using Intermock in on your farm or in your production system, we recommend that you use an Enlist variety if you're going to apply Intermock early in the season. It'll recover a little bit faster and give you not delay you as much. Some future research that I'd want to look at is I would like to repeat this experiment with only one application to determine any significant differences that might be there. And again, compare this injury from Intermock to a tank mix of Liberty plus Dual Magnum. With that, I'd like to thank my weed science colleagues, my advisor, Dr. Jason Norsworthy, and UPL for funding this research. I'll be happy to take any questions.
Questions for Hannah?
Yes.
Did you use any surfactant?
Did we use any surfactant? Yes, we did add crop oil concentrate to our treatments.
Crop oil?
Mm-hmm. Any more questions?
Why was crop oil used? Because it isn't depositing every load of the surfactant, so it wouldn't cause more enhanced response.
It could. We did want to see kind of a worst case scenario if there was to be crop oil used with that application of Intermock. We did want to see the injury that could arise from that. Yes?
Did you notice any delayed maturity from the injured plots versus the non-treated?
The question was, did we notice any delayed maturity from an application of Intermock? Is that the question? We did not actually measure that in this trial. That would be some good research to look into in the future.
Any other questions? Now let's thank our speaker.